At a press conference in Murray on Monday morning, Representative Ben McAdams announced he will vote to impeach the president, although he does not believe the Senate will remove Trump from office.
I hoped to find bipartisan common ground to censure the president instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with the predetermined outcome of dismissal.
McAdams says he cannot turn a blind eye to what he calls clear evidence that the president abused the power of his office by asking a foreign government for a personal favor and obstructing Congress by withholding key documents.
I know my vote will not remove the president from office. We must continue to work together as a Congress and as a country. In 11 months, the people will ultimately decide President Trump's fate, not me or politicians in Washington.
McAdams will most likely be the only member of Utah's delegation voting in favor of impeachment. John Curtis, the Republican representative for Utah's 3rd Congressional District, previously said he was keeping an open mind on the matter of impeachment, but announced last week that he would vote against it. Republicans Rob Bishop and Chris Stewart have both expressed support for the president throughout the impeachment process. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.